This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being. And to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, or ingredients or formulations, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on The Bright Side, or if you'd like to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee, you can start a longevity business, be in business for yourself, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can make $100 a month, $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. I have friends making $100,000 a month selling longevity products. They sell themselves. You're just basically spreading the word. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about, well, kind of getting in the weeds with quantum and with electricity and the power of the mind, the power of consciousness. That's really, my mission in life is to help people understand their bodies, and that means every part of their bodies. At every level, leverage comes from, number one, power, that is, leverage comes from, number one, working at the most fundamental levels, and number two, working parallel at different levels. Number one, working at the most fundamental levels, which are electrical and consciousness and quantum, and then nutritional. And then number two, working at all the different levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. That's where we get power from. That's where we get power over our bodies. Our bodies are so amazing. We have no, for the most part, we have no clue of the amazingness of the human body. And that includes the ability to repair. That includes the ability to maintain the life force and maintain the life force for a long period of time. It's phenomenal what the body can do at the most tiniest of levels. That is the levels of the cell and the levels of the molecules. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And nobody tells us these things. So we're just left believing what people say. Oh, you better take this supplement, or oh, you better do this formula, or you better eat this kind of food. And we operate on the most unsophisticated levels for the most part, and we just trust people. That's why I do this show. You shouldn't have to trust people just because they have a credential, or they have a white coat, or they're somehow position themselves as an authority. We want to learn to understand how the pieces work together ourselves. It's a little complicated, but it's actually kind of fun. So we're talking about electromagnetics. Last program we talked about atoms. Atoms, we said, cannot exist by themselves. Here's a metaphor right there. It's like a bee. If you take a bee out of the hive It's going to die. If you make take the bee away from its colony mates, it will die. It needs to be in relationship. Everything that's alive needs to be alive, needs to be in relationship. Atoms are a classic example of that. Atoms cannot exist by themselves. We see them on the periodic table by themselves, but they only exist in relationship with other atoms. They combine in different ways. If two atoms combine, two single atoms combine, we call that a salt. Sodium chloride, that's your typical salt. Sodium by itself is a very, very explosive substance. It doesn't exist by itself, but if it were to exist by itself, it would explode as soon as it touched something, including water. Water will make sodium explode, as we said yesterday. And then chloride's a gas. Put them together, you get sodium chloride. Salt, you can put it on your food. You salt your food, that's sodium, explosive sodium and chloride gas combined together to form sodium chloride. They can also combine to form what are called acids. Hydrogen plus another atom forms an acid. I'm not going to get into that, but that's kind of an interesting phenomenon. pH is just a measurement of how loose the hydrogen is from the mineral it's attached to. I'm not going to go into that. The atoms I'm really fascinated about are the atoms we call minerals. Atoms connect to each other to form salts. If there's just a couple, atoms connect to each other to form acids when there's hydrogen involved. And then atoms can connect together to form what are called minerals. These minerals are found in the earth. And these minerals, yesterday we said, can also have a biological form, relatively rarely. The minerals that are found in the earth, those are not biological. But there are minerals that can attach to each other in combination with the certain substances that are produced in plants and microbes, basically microbes, bacteria in the soil, to become biological. From a nutritional standpoint, the body uses atoms. It doesn't use minerals. But these atoms are always combined with the minerals. Yeah, the body isn't using minerals. When we talk about minerals, the body's not using the minerals. It's using the atoms. They come in the mineral. They come in a form called mineral, and they come in a specific kind of form that that makes it easy for the body to process. That's why plant-derived minerals are superior to all other minerals. Nonetheless, it's the atoms that the body's using. It's the copper, it's the potassium, it's the iron, the single atoms. When a group of atoms combines together, by the way, like just by themselves, like silver, a bunch of silver atoms combining to themselves, or a bunch of copper atoms combining to themselves, we call that a metal. A metal is like racist atoms. It's like atoms that only hang out with themselves. They only hang out with their own race. And what happens is when these metals, when these racist minerals, these metals, are charged with electrical energy, they have powerful conductive properties. Electrons flow through them because they're all the same. There's no resistance. And that's what makes metals so valuable. In fact, metals are probably the most, the understanding of how to work with metals may be the most important development in the evolution of human beings. Anyway, from a nutritional standpoint, the body is only using atoms. It's not using minerals. And those atoms get broken down inside the human body. But they only get broken down effectively if the body can handle them, and that's why plant-derived minerals are so important versus inorganic minerals. Most common minerals are atoms that are lumped together with hydrogen, silicon, aluminum, sulfur, carbon, oxygen. And technically speaking, all these atoms are combined to each, connected to each other to form little structures, little cages. They call them crystals. Minerals are crystals. It's not just a quartz crystal that we all think about when we think about a mineral crystal. All minerals are crystalline. They form these little boxes. And these little boxes, that's what a crystal is. A crystal, if you look at a crystal under enough magnification, you'll see little boxes. They call it a lattice, L-A-T-T-I-C-E. And these little boxes hold electrical energy, hold pieces of electrical energy. And this is what makes crystals so unbelievably important. Not just for, and not just as part of the inorganic or the earth mineral structure, but also in our bodies. Our bodies are crystals. Yes, our bones are crystals. Our muscles are crystals. Our cells themselves are crystals. The water is crystalline inside the body. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. The longevity products are all at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and our Truth Skin Health products are all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com.
All right, so we're talking about the about minerals. We use that word a lot, minerals, but nobody ever tells us what minerals are. They're basically just atoms that are put together, squished together, really, squished together by the power of the Earth. They're spit out from a supernova, a star that explodes somewhere in the universe, and all the stuff that's inside, like a pinata, all the little elements that are inside just kind of get scattered all over the universe. And eventually they densify, they coalesce, and they form what are called the planets. The planets all come from an exploding star, including planet Earth. And this exploding star is just basically atoms that have been squished together, or atoms, and then they get squished together in the planet, in Earth. And our Earth is made up of squished together atoms. These squished together atoms are called minerals. And minerals, for the most part, as interesting as they are and as powerful as they are, in terms of electrical energy, they're, as I was saying before we went to break, they're all crystalline, they store electrical energy, and they are actually kind of like information processors. Just as a little slight digression here, there's a really cool book called Programming the Universe by a guy named Seth Lloyd, who's an MIT professor, and he talks about how atoms themselves are information storage devices. Atoms themselves that compose everything are information storage devices. That fits in line with everything we've been talking about with quantum physics. Nonetheless, when you put the atoms together, you get minerals. Not only do you get storage forms of electrical energy, you have information. You have regularly stored information that is stored in a periodic, organized fashion. That's what a crystal is. The body is crystalline, our cells are crystalline, water is crystalline, and minerals are crystalline. So, star explodes, spits out its minerals, the minerals coalesce, and they become a planet. And that's one kind of mineral. There's thousands of them, these types of minerals. There's basically 30 or so common ones, but really there's thousands of different minerals. They come in different classes, silicates and phosphates and carbonates and sulfates and oxides. You've seen these terms at the health food store if you try to buy minerals. Because these are the kind of minerals that are so abundant that they're really, really cheap. Magnesium oxide or calcium carbonate or calcium phosphate or basically you're dealing with oxides, sulfates, and carbonates and maybe phosphates when it comes to nutritional minerals. I shouldn't say nutritional minerals. I should say the kind of minerals you get at the health food store. As it turns out, they're not very nutritional at all. They don't have the life force associated with them, and they're very poorly absorbed, notoriously poorly absorbed. Now, there's another kind of mineral. That's the kind that you can really take advantage of as a human being or as an animal, and that is the organic minerals. The biologic minerals. I'm not going to say technically they're organic minerals, but that word has been so misused and there's so many different kinds of organic. We're going to call them biologic minerals. You've got earth minerals and you've got biologic minerals. And the earth minerals are made in the crust. The crust is about 3 to 5 miles thick on the surface of the earth. And then on the tippy, 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 tippy top of the crust, you have maybe 10 inches of supercharged minerals, supercharged nutritional substance, supercharged life force energy, and that is called soil. And the soil is about 10 inches on top of the crust. And that's where the good stuff happens. The soil is where the microbes live. And the second type of mineral is a byproduct of the activity of microbes. It's a biologic mineral. Microbes turn non-biologic mineral, rock mineral, into biologic mineral. They say it's organic. That's the technical term. I'm calling it biological minerals. And biological minerals, because of the way the microbes, whatever, and by the way, it is like magic what they do. They attach the minerals and they wrap the minerals and they magnetically hold the minerals with biologic substances, with proteins, basically. And then these biological minerals become a source of nutrition for the plants. These biological minerals are distinct from the non-biologic minerals. And that's what, I know I said it before, I'll say it again. That's why you can't say freak out when you see nickel and aluminum and arsenic on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a biologic mineral. It's not the same thing. So anybody who tells you, oh my gosh, that's a poison, it has arsenic in it, doesn't understand the distinction between biologic minerals and non-biologic minerals. Biologic minerals are produced by microbes who eat the non-biologic mineral and excrete the biologic mineral. And this biological mineral, this organic mineral, if you prefer, this biological organic mineral, is the source of all biological life. You could say the microbes are the beginnings of all biological life, but let's just go with the minerals. The minerals themselves, the biological minerals, are the source of all life. Nothing happens without these biological minerals. These plant-derived minerals, because what happens with these biological minerals, they're produced in the soil by the activity of microbes, the plants pull them up. This is one of the most incredible phenomena in all of nature. Obviously, there's a bunch of incredible phenomena, but this is one of the coolest. These biological minerals are highly electrical. They're mega-electrical. And these biologic minerals, especially when they're combined with water, they become super, super electrical. And because there's electrical, magnetism is also involved. And these electromagnetic biological minerals, when they're hydrated, when they're somehow connected up with water, from a chemical standpoint, that is, they become hydrates, they become magnetic, and they attract vitamins, and they attract fatty acids, and they attract amino acids. They attract all the elements of life. All these nutritional elements are the elements of life. Amino acids, fatty acids, vitamins. And they're magnetically attracted into the hydrated magic biological minerals. This is why it says in the Bible that man came from the earth. All of these life elements are magnetically pulled into the earth's hydrated biological minerals. Clay, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, means we come from clay. And evolutionary biologists who study these things have confirmed, at least from a theoretical standpoint, that we came from clay. That human beings, or that life, I should say, came ultimately from electrified minerals that were hydrated. Minerals that were converted by microbes. And if you ask which came first, the chicken or the egg, the microbes or the minerals, I won't be able to answer that question. And that's truly the most important question in all of life, all of evolution, is which came first, the chicken or the egg? How did this thing all happen? The thinking is the hydrated minerals were powerful enough to attract amino acids and other components to form microbes. That's the best I can do on that. And they think that the original molecules were created, the original living organic molecules, were created in space on comets. They've actually found these things on comets. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. Got lines open. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos, all kinds of good health information, plus the longevity products, and a Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to make a difference in the world, if you want to make a difference at the most basic level there is, and make some money, and work for yourself, work out of your home office. This is an ideal business opportunity, especially if you're an entrepreneur. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team. They can give you the scoop, 866-735-2470, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I'm going to do one quick story because we've got a bunch of folks who want to talk today. We'll do this one. I'm meaning to read this for a while. Selenium in the thyroid. From Best Practices in Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Inadequate supply of the essential trace nutrient selenium has been associated with various human diseases. Keyshawn's disease, Kaishin-Beck disease, cancer, impaired immune function. Selenium is powerful, powerful immune medicine. It's a chelating agent. Deficiencies in combination with inadequate iodine contribute to serious cases of hypothyroidism. The thyroid gland contains more selenium than most other glands. I think the adrenal glands may contain some. Thyroid gland is a selenium gland, put it that way. And selenium is important for thyroid hormone secretion. And selenium also plays a role in estrogen metabolism, and there's a relationship between estrogen and the thyroid. In fact, selenium is probably, Doc's been talking about selenium, that's his favorite mineral, I think, if I can be presumptuous to guess. He's been talking about it for a long, long time. When you study nutrition, you develop favorites. Favorite minerals, zinc is my favorite mineral, and favorite nutrients, favorite vitamins. I would say probably I'm a big vitamin A guy, maybe vitamin C too. Selenium has just got so many wonderful benefits, and most people are deficient because selenium is one of those that is just not found in abundance in the soil, and less than it was 100,000 years ago. If you're trying to get your selenium from food, you're going to be pretty much eating a lot of onions and garlic, but it's still hard to get selenium from food. You pretty much need to supplement with selenium. 400 to 600 micrograms a day is a good place to be. Selenium is a major, major, major detox mineral. One of the most important of the detox minerals, along with sulfur, not only does it chelate, it's also a key component of the glutathione molecule. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Barry in New Orleans, who's been holding on a long time. Good morning, Barry. What's up, buddy?
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask you, I was reading by one health author about cigarette smoke possibly being, he said being radioactive. Is this of any really significance?
It's probably not good. Yes, it is radioactive. Cadmium. There's radioactive elements in it. In cigarette smoke, and it's, yeah, there's nothing, I don't know how significant it is, but it's definitely not a good thing. I can't tell you the degree of significance it is, but it's not a good thing to be inhaling radioactive cadmium into your lungs. Smoking cigarettes is probably the single worst thing that human beings do to their body is smoking cigarettes. I can't even begin to express from a health perspective what a absolutely mind-blowingly destructive thing that is to do. It is pure, pure, unadulterated, concentrated suicide. Slow suicide, as slow though it may be. It is purely killing yourself. There's no upside except for maybe, you know, soothing the addictive drive and maybe some neurochemical things like dopamine, but really it's just a horrible thing to do to the body. Anything else? And after you do smoke, by the way, I don't know if it's for you, Barry, or if you know somebody, but anybody listening, vitamin C. Use vitamin C after you smoke. Gargle with vitamin C. Take 500 milligrams of vitamin C orally. It's not going to cure the problem. You're still damaging yourself, but you can mitigate some of the damage. Vitamin E is also very important as a cigarette detox nutrient. Selenium, which we just talked about. Anything to upregulate glutathione, glutamine, whey protein, if you can do whey protein. There's one more. N-acetylcysteine. There's ways that you can protect yourself from smoke, but after every cigarette, do you really want to load, you know, spend 10 minutes getting nutrition? You should gargle with vitamin C. All right, Barry, anything else, buddy?
Yes. Two quick questions, if I'm allowed. Pasteurized orange juice, does that render the fructose bad or toxic?
No, but pasteurization kills anything that will help you utilize the fructose. So in other words, if there's organic material like enzymes inside the orange juice, like fresh orange juice that would help you metabolize and utilize the fructose, you're going to lose those. So pasteurization kills microbes, but it also destroys the nutritional value of the enzymes. It destroys the enzymes, basically.
Okay, so what pasteurized orange juice, it's not a real bad thing to drink.
It's not a great thing to drink. I wouldn't even say it's a good thing to drink. I mean, if you, it's better than soda, but, you know, barely. It's just a bunch of sugar and maybe some nutrients, but not a lot. In my opinion, it's better than soda, but I don't want to put lump it like soda's probably one of the worst things you could ever put in your body from a food or beverage standpoint. So it's not as bad as soda, but it's not a great thing to put in your body. Right, if you're going to do orange juice, just do teaspoons of it or shot glasses of it.
All right,
Barry.
Yes. One more quick question, Dr. Otto Warburg.
Yes.
What would you say that? Is it true that he found that cancer can't live in the presence of oxygen?
That's what I've read. And Otto Warburg was the Nobel Prize winning biophysicist, and he talked a lot about the electrical nature of a cell, the electrical nature of oxygen, cancer and oxygen. He did regard cancer as a cancerous cell as the end result of hypoxia or oxygen deprivation, and he showed that you could turn a cell cancerous by robbing it of oxygen. So, yes, that is true. That he showed in a laboratory that there was a very significant causal relationship between deficiencies in oxygen and cancer. Whether it was the other way around, cancer can't live in oxygen, I don't know if that's the case, but I would imagine that that's a good possibility he found that too. Nonetheless, the fact is that he showed that oxygen deprivation creates a stressor on a cell and can turn it cancerous. Absolutely. Okay? Hi, Barry. I'm going to try to get a few more calls in here, but thank you so much. I appreciate you holding. Let's go to Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Hey, I love your show, and I learned so much, and you've helped.
Thank you.
Patients. And I have a patient. She's had, she's made huge strides in her health. She's overcame bilateral mastectomy. And she does need the CPAP for sleeping.
Okay.
But she's having problems.
Okay, we still got some inflammation going on there. Hang on, we got to take a commercial here, Elaine, okay? Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll return right after this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side.
the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. Got a couple lines open. 844-236-6010. We're talking to Elaine in Alaska. Elaine, you there?
Yes.
Sleep apnea. You always want to regard sleep apnea as, in the business, they say, sequelae. Have you ever heard that term, sequelae?
No. Educate me.
Okay. Sequelae, S-E-Q-U-L-A-E. Sequelae means things that follow. Like sequential, like sequence.
Sequelae. Okay. You say sequelae, I say sequelae, yes.
Sequelae, okay. Sequelae. Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So these sequelae, these things that follow, are secondary. We're always obsessing with them because they're what we see. They're the symptoms. But it's a sequelae, like the thyroid. That's a classic example of a sequelae. Or sequelae, as you say. It's something that follows. You got to get back to where the cause is. In the case of sleep apnea, you're dealing basically with metabolic syndrome and inflammation. In fact, they used to call metabolic syndrome, when I first started talking about metabolic syndrome, I should digress here a second. Metabolic syndrome is a whole bunch of different things that happen. A syndrome is a bunch of different things that happen in response to messed up blood sugar. They call that metabolic syndrome. And it includes things like abdominal obesity, hypertension, cholesterol problems, elevated triglycerides, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, liver problems. And now you can add to the list of things that go wrong when your blood sugar is messed up, a sleep apnea. In fact, instead of Syndrome X, they call it Syndrome Z when it includes sleep apnea, at least some doctors do. In any case, that's the first thing you want to think of, is diabetes. There are serious comorbidities that happen with comorbidity is another disease state, things that happen together with sleep apnea, including things like TMJ and Parkinson's disease. And well, you can imagine, you're not breathing, you're not getting oxygen, your body's going to break down. Fatigue, depression.
So it's a serious problem, sleep apnea. If you regard it as a symptom of metabolic syndrome, then you know that you're going to start to work on your blood sugar. Usually people have weight problems that have sleep apnea issues, so weight loss is important, but that's part of metabolic syndrome. So work on the blood sugar, basically, is what I'm saying. And then also, it always is important to go back to the digestive system. Now you see where it's basically the triangle of disease. Whenever you have sequelae, you've got the triangle of disease underneath it. No matter what that sequelae is, if you want to do something, go back to the triangle. Digestive system, blood sugar system, and then the adrenal stress, adrenal thyroid complex.
Right, and okay? It doesn't happen to her every night, so that's why I'm thinking.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, she's not going to, but it's going to progress. It's a good thing she's not it every night, but it will progress. She probably, if it doesn't happen every night, chances are it's in relationship to something she's eating that night.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing, is a food diary.
Okay.
And see if she can track it to that. But make sure she understands the relationship between metabolic syndrome and dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar and the nature of sleep apnea as a sequelae.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hey. Take care. Have a great day, Elaine. Thanks for calling. And let's go to Kathy and say good morning. What is up, Kathy, in Minnesota? How you doing, Kathy? Yes? No? Do we have Kathy? Kathy? I don't hear Kathy. So I'm going to put Kathy back on hold. Kathy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Kathy. What's going on?
Good. I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, I was told that I have some thyroid issues, which from listening to you, anyone with issues has thyroid issues.
Yes, that's right.
And
that's good. You got that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyone
and
with issues has thyroid issues.
Yeah,
that's good.
that's what I gather.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's excellent. Go ahead.
My husband and I decided to try the ketogenic diet, which we just started trying, and we're tinkering. We're getting too much protein, but I just found out today. This is pretty early, but I have an early pregnancy test that came out positive.
Nice, congratulations.
And thank you so much. And this is kind of making me feel nervous that I'm not doing the ketogenic diet to a T, like we're not perfected on it yet. Is that something I should worry about or keep on that path? Because I
know
it's a fine line once you get in ketosis, and we're not even, I don't even think we're there yet. We just started this at the beginning of February.
How are you feeling?
Good, and my psoriasis has gone down, so
awesome.
In certain ways, really good.
That's awesome. I would stay the course, personally.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Have you lost a lot of weight?
No, we just started at the beginning of February. I've lost a pound a day.
Okay, that's great. Are you trying to lose weight?
Yeah, it feels great.
Are you trying to lose weight? That's 30 pounds a month. That ain't too shabby.
Now, is that something I should be concerned about being that I'm...
No, you don't need body fat. You don't need calories. I mean, you need nutrition. You need nourishment. You need energy.
Okay.
You don't need to be fat. When you're going to lose weight, you're going to lose water weight and you're going to lose body fat. That's not what you need. You know, so we lump together calories and pounds and the whole, say, you know, people who have some kind of disease or cancer or something, say, oh, I need to gain weight, or they're real skinny, I need to gain weight, or if you're pregnant, I need to gain weight. No, it's not weight you need. It's muscle mass and it's nutrition and nourishment, not fat. You don't want to be obese. Otherwise, if gaining weight was all that, we would be so much healthier, wouldn't we, with our obesity epidemic, obese people. No, it's not fat that we want. It's lean muscle mass and it's nutrition, the combination. All right?
Okay. Thank you so
much. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Have a beautiful day. All right. Let's go to Aaron in Alberta and say good morning. What's up, Aaron?
Hi, Ben. I talked to you about maybe a year ago. I just wanted to ask you a question, but also share what I've learned. I appreciate you using the Trivium Method, the Seven Liberal Arts and Sciences, with us so that we can understand ourselves better.
Wait a minute. That sounds interesting. You have to explain. I don't know what that is.
Well, the Trivium Method, it's divided into two, the Quadrivium and the Trivium. It's the Seven Liberal Arts and Sciences. The Trivium is knowledge, logic, and rhetoric.
Oh,
I've also learned that logic is related to ethics. So if people don't constantly learn, they don't have a enough logic, and therefore they cannot be ethical. So
that's
I've been also learning. Anyways, I'm kind
so
of
that's, wait, hang on. That's really interesting. That's called the trivium?
Yeah, the trivium classical education system.
I am definitely going to be looking that one up. Trivium classical
right,
education
the trivium
system.
Trivium method, correct.
Are you an educator? How did you know that?
Sorry?
Are you an educator?
No, I just like to really learn.
I guess.
You've done a lot to open my mind.
Thank you.
I've also, some of the stuff I was listening to from yesterday, I kind of want to add to it because I've also learned what the word father and mother really mean.
Did you like that stuff? Did you like that stuff about the father and the son and all that?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yes, it was really fascinating, and I've been learning a little bit about occult knowledge, so I do understand that.
Good.
I've learned that the word father means storyteller or basically the narrative. Because, of course, the storyteller and the narrative is the unseen world. And then you have the mother, which means the material world.
Uh-huh.
So when you bring the mother and the father together, you get the divine child.
I love it. Now, hang on there. The narrative is the explication or the revelation of the unseen world. Is that what you mean?
Which is the story, because, of course, the Bible is the greatest story ever told.
It's the revelation of the unseen world. The story is
right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
I love
it,
Aaron.
The mind, everything is unseen, just like what you were talking about yesterday with electrons and protons. Everything is the unseen, which is based on the natural law principles. And everything is mental, which is unseen before it becomes into the physical, which is the mother. And that's where you get... I'm sorry for going really fast here, but...
No, listen, hang on a second, because we're going to run out of time, but this is such good stuff. So how do you... Is this something that you knew about, that you've been studying, and you just heard me yesterday?
I've been listening to other educators. You're only one of the few educators I listen to, but there are others that I also learn. I have no cognitive bias at all.
I just want to
know the truth,
you're a smart man.
Free. That's all I want to do.
I'm out of time. I'm enjoying talking to you. I hope everybody listening is enjoying. You're a super smart guy.
What I really wanted to do was ask you what your thoughts are on the carnivore diet, because what I've been learning is about anabolic resistance, sarcopenia.
Uh-huh.
I read an article, not an article, but a very short essay, from the National Institute of Health, where it said dietary protein is linked to fighting infection and viruses.
It's too big a topic for 20 seconds, but I'd like to talk about it. Will you call me tomorrow? I hope you call back.
Monday? Absolutely.
Yeah,
I will call Monday
that.
If you're available.
I'll get you first up. Thanks so much. Got to go, buddy, but I appreciate your call. That's Aaron Alberta. I love my smart listeners. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.